Everybody just reverent as you can be. How do you do, sir? You've arrived after all. You believe that he's here to make you well? No, there's not a way in the world for me to know anything of you. You are a man, I'm a man. We just come together. But you're seriously and dangerously in need. You have your troubles in the rectum. You have a growth there. It's an operating malignant. You come from Oklahoma. There's only one hope for you, God to be merciful. You believe that God will help you? Come here. Our Heavenly Father, we ask for divine mercy that Thou will bless this man and will help him. He longs to live, Lord. He travels far. The doctors, your servants, are doing all that they know how to do to help him. And I pray for mercy. And now, Father, this demon called cancer that's taken his life, I ask you for your glory to rebuke this horrible thing, and may it leave his body. And thou demon called cancer, I adjure thee by the Son of God, who I represent here as this pulpit tonight, that you come out of the man and leave him. All right, brother. You believe now that God will let you get well. All right, I want you to give us a testimony or write to us and let us know. God bless you. Let's hear from you now before you leave. Now, a growth just before the sun. Do you know what a cancer is? In Bible terms, it's the devil. There was one time where you wasn't nothing, but did you know you originated from one germ and begin to multiply cells? And your life behind that one cell was life. And a cancer is a life, and it come on you another life that doesn't belong in its multiplying cells too. And now it's a devil. The Bible declares it to be so. And divine healing, only thing it does is makes the life of the thing leave, and the growth goes away. How do you do it? Do you believe with all your heart? I suppose we're strangers. Perhaps we've never met in life. All my life, I've never seen you. I suppose we're strangers. Do you believe that God, in His love and mercy, has sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to make you well? And I only represent Him by this word. Do you believe that? And you are a Christian, and you're believing tonight that God will help you if this church with myself will pray for you. Do you believe that? Now, the only thing that I could do as a servant, we might be able to know something in your life if He would reveal it to you. That would help you to have faith. That's what you lack, because Christ, when He died at Calvary, He paid for your sickness. Is that right? You can't notice it in your face, but you have a cataract embedded in your eye. Is that right? That's where you can't see it. Besides that, you have something in your side that's a growth. Is that right? Causes you to be extremely nervous, which is what they call fatty tumor. Do you believe God will heal you? Come here this morning. Don't doubt. Have faith. Mother, I have a mother at home tonight. Perhaps about your age. If anybody would go to pray for her, she is in your fix, I will be really sincere. I'll be just as sincere as I can be to ask God. And the peoples will also. Well now, if that is the truth, whatever was told you, if that is the truth, then there's some supernatural way here that's known about that. Noah is. That's our gift. Heavenly Father, I ask for divine mercy for our sister. And I pray that your mercies will be upon her, that she'll be healed. Grant it, Lord. May thy spirit move all this power of Satan that's upon her and make her well. I rebuke the evil things of her body according to thy word in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, sister. May it be gone from you. You believe it is gone? God bless you. Now that's the feeling. That was the life of that growth that went from you as you knew sensation. You knew that. That's when it's gone. Now, if you just keep believing, then you'll not be bothered with it anymore. God bless you. I'm very careful. Now, be in faith. Be believing. Don't doubt. Now, every person in this building at this time should have faith in God. How many out there would like to be healed that doesn't have prayer cards or nothing? Say, God be merciful to me. I want to be healed. Raise your hands anywhere. Just so I could see for you. Now, that's 90% of the audience out there are without cards. Not to come up here, but I'll challenge you this way. As God's servant, if you look this way and pray and say, God, I believe what the man said is the truth, God will reward you for that and will make you well. I'm only trying to represent the Lord Jesus Christ. How did you listen? Excuse me, I was watching something taking place over there and I was... You won't have to pray anymore, little white-headed lady sitting there with scientists that night back there if you just had faith. That's what I was watching, lady. The angel of the Lord was standing by you there. You were conscious of that. You were praying. Wasn't that right? Now God has made you well. Go and rejoice and be happy. Perhaps maybe you and I have talked just a while. We're strangers, are we? I don't know nothing about you, never seen you. We're total, perfect strangers. Never seen you. But God knows you. He's fed you all the days of your life, all that you ever had, He gave you. I have faith in you. You're a mother, aren't you? You believe me to be God's prophet? I believe that. You're a Christian, too. You have three children. And you suffer with a tumor, a thyroid tumor. Several doctors have examined. Is that right? Is that the truth? They'd give you up. Said if you didn't have an operation right away, you'd sort of die. You drove here in a car, didn't you? You come from Maysville, Kentucky. Isn't your name Drake? I see the doctor when he pulled it out of that sheet out there and looked at it. And Is your first name Mabel or something like that? Isn't that right? Is that true? If you just raise up your hands. I've never seen you in my life, but I've seen that heavy set doctor that's working with you. Pull your card out of the file. Just kind of look at it. Go on your way and rejoice. May God make you well. Let's say thanks be to our Lord Jesus Christ. Believe now. Don't doubt. Every person ought to believe now. Just have faith in God. God bless you, and may the Lord Jesus grant this blessing. You are a woman which has had an operation, and the operation has been on the gallbladder, and it won't heal. Is that right? If it is, raise your hand. I wasn't reading your mind. It's a vision. It was showed right here. I see the operation performed when they went in and cut the gallbladder. Our Heavenly Father bless our sister, and may she go from here tonight and be perfectly whole. I ask this blessing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. It'll heal. Don't worry. If he knows what was, he surely knows what will be. Is that right? You're going to get well, so don't worry. God bless you. Have faith in God. Everyone should believe. You've been suffering with this extreme nervousness sitting there, the little lady with the black coat on, haven't you, lady? Is that right? You just get so nervous you can't hardly hold yourself together, and that's especially in the evening when the sun is setting. You get real nervous. Isn't that right? If it is, hold your hand. The other day when you were looking out the window, that real gloomy feeling come over you. Isn't that the truth? Stand up. Jesus Christ has made you well now. You can go home and be well. God bless you. Your faith has made you whole. Have faith in God. This little lady sitting on the empty scarf around her neck suffers with a heart trouble too. If she could just, won't you, she could be made well if she just had faith and believe. Lay your hand over on her, Dad, there, and put your hand over. Man there with the yellow trousers on, put your hand over on the lady there while we have prayer. Our Father, we pray that you'll make her completely whole. May thy Spirit help her, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. All right, bring the lady. I see the angel of the Lord standing right here. A circle of fire, a little pillar. I see it standing right here. There's something in it. It's coming. It's a man. He has a rupture. There's the man right there striking his head. Is that right there? You want to be made well of it? I've seen a gray-headed man with glasses on. Stand up to your feet and accept your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and be made well. May the Lord grant your healing to you, my brother. Have faith in God. Lady, we're strangers. I don't know you, do I? At Vandalia, Illinois, you saw me. That's been several years ago. Remember the big campaign there? Remember the deaf and dumb boy who couldn't speak in here with a shoe cobbler or something or down there, and the next day they had to be spray the paper about it? Yes, ma'am. I had a letter from him here not long ago. Perfectly normal, yes. You'd like to get over that stomach trouble, wouldn't you? Arthritis also. Isn't that true? You're a nervous person. You're always upset, which has caused a peptic ulcer, which causes acid in your mouth and things. Isn't that true? If that's the truth, raise your hand. Now, what if I tell you that Jesus Christ has healed you? Will you believe it? Well, he has. Go rejoicing and thanks. Be thankful to God that he may well. Have faith. Don't doubt. Believe God. It's your simple, childlike faith that does the healing. I didn't heal the woman. Her faith rose up to a place where she could be healed. Just believe him. That's all you have to do. I pray in there. I've seen him come that way again. But dear Christian friend, it's a life. Now watch the light when it goes out. And the light stands there and then it just materializes. Now see what's taking place. That's how I call that. I see the person. And it's God answering your prayer. Don't be suspicious. That's what the Bible says. Did Jesus Christ perceive their thoughts? Is that right? Well, if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, have faith in him. Believe him. God will bring it to pass. All right. Come, sir. What do you think about this? With all your heart? Do you believe that God can heal that diabetes right now?
Yes, sir.
You do? Well, God bless you. Go on your road and you won't have to have one more thing to be done. God be with you. Let's say thanks be to God, friend. Bring this. Jesus. He had a funny feeling. I said diabetes about him, didn't you? Same thing. Just keep on walking, thanking God. It'll leave you. God bless you, sister. Just go. God grant this woman's healing. I pray, Father, that she'll go out of this building tonight a solid well woman for your glory in Jesus' name. But you wanted me to do this. God bless you. All right, come, lady. Isn't he wonderful? Who could doubt God? Someone challenged the Bible. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. How do you do, sister? There's just about 80% of that congregation got your trouble. You want me to show you? How many of this building suffers with nervous trouble, just a nervous condition? Raise up your hands all around everywhere. See? You ever one can be healed right now. Almighty God, be merciful. See this dreary, weary spirit hanging around this woman and knows that it would take her and put her in an insane institution, make her butt her head against the walls until she died, if he could do it. But God, we come now believing and know that he's got lots of support here tonight. And Father, we believe that you are all the support we need. And now in the name of Jesus Christ, may this nervous demon leave this woman and every person in here. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out from those people. God bless you. Look, it's been on you quite a while. Starting the menopause. You're about over it now. You're going to be all right. Go on, rejoice and thank God. You felt you had many things wrong, but that's the only trouble. Oh, how God could settle this little audience right now and just sweep everybody out of here. You're crying, sir. I know what's wrong with you. I know you got an injured back. Is that right? But I'm waiting for him to heal you. Anybody, I say the man's been there crippled, anybody knows it, but you had an injury. It's hurt your back in there. It's injured your back. I've seen the vision 4 or 5 times over you, but you're afraid you can't get well. Yes, you can. Stop thinking that. When he tells me, I'll tell you. But I can't tell you. I've been watching you. I've seen you sitting here a while ago. I've seen your injury, seen what happened. But I can't say it until he tells me. Just let your faith rise on up. I believe you're going to be all right. Just have faith in God. God will grant. Now you've got that spirit stirred. Right there now. Everybody around. Just as reverent as you can be in prayer. There's a line of dark chains coming from that man to that audience. May God, yes it is. It's moving down on a woman. You're sitting right back in here. It's got a back injury, a bone injured in her back. Isn't that right, lady, sitting right back there? You sitting there praying? You got a back injury too in your back, haven't you? You looked up at me there. Sit. No, the lady back there, there's a chain running to you too. Is that right? God be with you. God bless you both and heal you. That boy sitting right out there at the end of the road, he has something wrong with his back too. Is that right, sir? Don't you have a stomach trouble also? Isn't that woman your neighbor? I see you looking across to one another talking from the fence. Is that right? God bless you both. You're healed right there. God Almighty has set you free.
come, mister. God bless you, son. You want to get over that stomach trouble? Well, go on easy.
God bless you.
That man sitting right behind that boy is that boy's daddy. I see them both together at the same house. Isn't that right, sir? And you're sick and got a bladder trouble. Is that right? Isn't that his mother stuck next to him there? You're all in one same place. And that woman's got a rupture of heart trouble. Is that right? Lay your hands over on one another and be made well. In the name of Jesus Christ. Bobby says to heal the sick. If you have faith and believe. Come, sir. Oh, my. Bobby's heart trouble. You want to get well? Raise up your hand and say, thank you, Lord, for healing him.
And may the Lord Jesus heal you now and make you well.
Amen. Let's say thanks be to God. All right. Bring him in. Bow your head. Death spirit on a man.
Almighty God, raise Jesus Christ from the dead. Give us grace and glory and help. Bless this man who I bless in thy name, and may the spirit of the enemy leave this man in Jesus Christ's name, my essence. Amen. Satan, come out of him. Through Jesus' name.
Now raise your head. You said deafness is within this ear. I'm going to say real whisper it, and you say it out loud.
Praise the Lord.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
Can you hear it? Get up close to the mic. My wife, I'm going to put my finger in this ear. This is the deaf ear.
Praise the Lord. Jesus saves you.
You're a minister of the gospel, so you believe that, don't you? God bless you. Go on your road and rejoice in your healing. Amen. Come, sir. I want to tell you something. You were sitting right down there a while ago, weren't you? That asthmatic condition led you down there, so just go on your road and rejoice. All right. Come, sir. You don't get over the arthritis and so forth as you come. Just go across the platform and say, thank you, Jesus, for healing me. Amen. Just believe God. Come, lady. You believe with all your heart? As you're coming, would you like to eat again and have a good full dinner to eat and like we used to? You believe me to be God's prophet? Then I rebuke that stomach trouble in the name of Jesus Christ that it leaves you. And Satan can't hold where God's standing. Go eat your supper. Do whatever you want to. God make you well. God bless you. All right, come, sir. Do you now believe? Everybody believe? You believe me to be God's prophet? Just not for just a man, but he's just using this way. I see something setting in a bottle. It's blood. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 bottles of blood. You've had 17 blood transfusions. You're anemia. Is that right? And you come from another country, Arkansas. Is that right? Go home and finish. You've got a blood transfusion from Calvary now, which will last you. God bless you. You believe God? Let us stand to our feet just a moment. Everywhere. Let's raise up our hands. Almighty and all-sufficient Father, who brought thy Son, Jesus Christ, to this world
and is sitting here for our example. Look at these hands holding up everywhere. I pray, dear God, with a sincere heart, with all the strength that I have left in my mortal body, with all my heart, and it's written in the Scripture that the affectional fervent prayer availeth much. And with all my heart, I ask you, God, don't let one person leave this building tonight without being healed. If I found grace in your sight, and if we have found, all of us found grace in your sight, hear our prayers, as you said, we're confessing our faults one to the other and praying one for another that we may be healed. Oh, God, look down through this audience. And my body's getting so weak. I pray, Father, with all my heart, that you'll grant the power of Jesus Christ to move over this audience and to serve them just now. And may your servants in prayer rebuke every unclean spirit and every devil and every sickness and every disease. And may this audience rise in the power of God and go forth normally well. That thrills me so, brethren. Oh, it makes my heart to know that I'm standing here before this little handful of people, and when I've stood before his name, it's 100,000 at a time, and represent the same Jesus Christ, and not be afraid of what we're talking about, for he, that angel that night said, I'll be with you. I'll stand by you, and he's here now. And I know what he is, and I know where he's from. Myself, I'm no good. I'm just a man. But him, he's Emmanuel. He's God. So I know he's here. So this man standing here, we being a stranger, my brother, I don't know nothing about you. I've never seen you in my life as far as I know. But God knows both of us. Now I'm just going to talk to you just a moment in order to catch your spirit, you see. Because you're a man, I'm a man. We're of different ages. Probably born many miles apart and raised up, never met one another in our lives, but God knows both of us. Now, if I be his prophet, now prophet means his preacher, you see. If I be his seer, and I've told the truth, then God can, if he will, by his revealing power, you couldn't hide your life if you had to then, could you? God would know everything about you. And he can show me just exactly who you are, where you're from, what your trouble and how you're going to be and what it takes to get well. Is that right? If he does, amen. If he don't, I'll offer a word of prayer for you and leave the platform. It's the only thing I know to do. But I want you to look and believe that God has sent me to help you. I thank you. I believe it. I believe you've got a good feeling to your spirit. You're an honest man. And you are interested in, there's no, first you have an eczema, a breaking out on you, on your body. Nothing will touch it. And then don't you have a loved one that, or wife or someone that's got it's arthritis in the spine. Isn't that right? It's arthritis in her spine. You believe me to be God's prophet? And you have a habit, don't you? Smoking cigarettes. That's wrong. Will you give it up? All right, come here. God be merciful and bless this man, Lord, who I bless tonight. And may he get healed. May your spirit come upon him, and may all the powers of hell leave him. May this habit leave him, and may he be perfectly normal and well. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sir. Go. Yes, it'll go right, just rejoicing and happy. You just notice it'll just vanish right away from you. Let's say thanks be to God. You believe? Be reverent. Now remember, that eczema is loose in this building now. It come out of him like a shadow. Reverend. God alone to make well. I can. I'm a man. God bless you. It's over. You sitting there, lady, with the blue-looking coat on looking at me, you're sick too, aren't you? Some kind of a bowel condition that you want to be healed of. Do you believe God will make you altogether well? Do you believe that with all your heart? All right, you may raise up. Jesus Christ makes you well. God bless you. Amen. You believe with all your heart? Just a moment. Everyone, please, Reverend, don't move around. Did something happen then? Where was it? Was there somebody healed in the audience just then? Where was it? The woman, somebody was healed. I was talking to somebody. Where was they at? Was I talking to somebody in the audience? Oh, excuse me. Stand up. What was your trouble, lady? Ma'am? Oh. Sitting right there, look here, right on down that row there. You have bowel trouble too. Hanging over. You believe that God will make you well? Colon condition, you believe it'll make you well? You want to accept your healing now? You do? Stand up to your feet then. God bless you. Go ahead home now and get well. That Satan, I've seen it move back and I didn't know where it hit. See, it was sympathizing with that same spirit. Go home now and be well. God bless you. Anybody in the village can be healed if you'll believe it. All right, come here, lady. Excuse me. You believe with all your heart? You believe me to be his servant? I don't know you. Never seen you in my life. No way at all for me to know anything about you. And you don't know me, perhaps. We're just strangers as met here. Is that right? Your trouble's in your stomach. It's a tumor. Is that right? If that's right, raise up your hand. You believe God will heal you? You believe me to be his seer, his prophet? See, the reason I asked that, the angel of God said to me, if you get the people to believe you. See? That's the reason I'm questioning that. Just a moment. Look here again. You've got a loved one that's been hurt. It's a husband. He's hurt his left arm, and a tree fell on it, or a tree top or something. Is that right? Is that right? Raise up your hand. Both of you go home. You're going to be well. Jesus Christ makes you well. God bless you. Go around and talk to the landlord. God be with you. Mother, do you believe God's going to let you cure that arthritis? You're sitting there praying about it. All right, stand up. It's finished. God bless you. You can go home now. God bless you. Come, sister. You believe with all your heart? Oh, how wonderful. Why don't you believe everybody now? See? You believe? You got a broken arm, of course, to see it. You got something wrong with you. You can't hardly get up. It's rheumatism. You've been stewing around about. You thought you got polio. But it ain't polio. It's rheumatism. And you got a kidney stone, too, in the kidneys. You got something wrong with your liver. You have to continue taking medicine. The liver won't function unless... Isn't that right? It's a nervous condition. It's paralyzing the liver. Won't let the flow go right. You have to continue to take medicine for that. Aren't you acquainted with a brother Bibbert? I see him talking to you or something. It's a, you're a pastor. Come here. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy blessings come upon this woman, and may the Holy Spirit of God heal her and make her well. Whatever her troubles is, Lord, thou knowest all about them, and I pray that you'll make her completely whole. In Jesus Christ's name I ask this. Amen. God bless you. You believe with all your heart? Believe that Almighty God is sure to make you whole? You're here to ask me a question. The first thing, you've got a malignancy, a tumor, cancerous condition, and you feel that you're getting better now. Isn't that right? And you're thinking about an elderly woman, it's your mother, and she has arthritis, and she's something wrong with her eyes. Isn't that right? Well, go lay your hands on her now, and may God make you both well. Lord Jesus, I pray that you will grant this blessing in Jesus Christ's name. I pray that if they had a boner now, I'd just get your ticket and send it to her. All right, come. Lady, you believe with all your heart? God is here to make you well. You believe it? All right. I'm going to ask God to heal you. Now, you know you're subject to an operation for a tumor now, and you also have arthritis. But He'll heal you if you believe it. Lord, I pray now as I lay my hands on this old mother in Jesus' name. It's over, sister. You can walk off the platform. She don't have any more arthritis. You see that. What's her feet like? Just walk like a real young woman, snapping your feet up and down. Let's say thanks be to God. Do you believe, my brother, as you come? You want to get over that heart trouble? Say, I accept my healing. God bless you. Go off the platform and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, come, lady. Do you believe as you come? You believe that God will make you well? He can. Do you believe He has? If God will reveal to me what your trouble is, then will you accept it? Can you? See, I can heal you.
I know.
Can. But you realize you're in a dying condition. I know you can't live much longer the way you're standing. That's why I'm trying to shake your faith, lady. Look here. Are we strangers? Oh, we don't know each other. God knows us both. Is that right? You've had a struggle to get here. Isn't that right? Life has been a very bad thing for you. You're suffering with a stomach condition. Isn't that right? Almost right at the age of death. Isn't that true? But you prayed and you've asked God if you could get to this platform, you'd be healed. You believe if I lay my hands on you? Is that true? You prayed that by the side of a bed and here not long ago, kneeling by the side of a bed. Now, isn't that the truth? If it is, raise up your hand. Now come here. Do you believe me to be His prophet? Then cursed be this devil that holds this woman. May he leave the woman and come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ, may he go. Now go eat what you want to, lady. Go on up there. Let's say thanks be to God. All right, bring it. Now, lady, you had stomach trouble too. When as soon as it said that, it shook you. Is that right? Yours is a peptic stomach trouble. Just go on, eat what you want to. God bless you. Go and be made well. Come, lady. You believe in me? Of course, you see you're wearing glasses. We know that that's true. But I see you in the morning, you hardly get up. You got arthritis across the back. Is that right? Go on down through there. Just saying, thank you, Lord, for healing me. And get well in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's say thanks be to God. All right. Come, lady. You're a very deep thinker. You're sincere in it with all your heart. But it's caused you to be a nervous person. And you're very nervous. You're always taking other people's things and thinking about crossing bridges before you get to it, building things that never happen. And that has developed a stomach trouble for you. Isn't that right? All right. You believe me now as His prophet?
Yes, sir.
then if you'll go off here tonight and say, Lord Jesus, I accept your vicarious suffering for me. I accept your healing for me at Calvary. I'm going to eat what I want to and tell the devil I'm free. Will you believe that? Then go do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, come, lady. You and I are strangers. I don't... That's the way to think it, sister. That's the way to keep your mind on. Got something to hernia. You believe that God will make you well and heal you with all your heart? If you believe it with all your heart, you can have it. You, sister, you have female trouble. Isn't that right? It's an abscess. God bless you. Jesus Christ makes you whole. You believe that? Come here. I bless thee, my sister, in Jesus Christ's name. May he heal you. Amen. Go. Oh, how wonderful. All right. Come, lady. You believe? Have faith. You said to me, sir, was you just healed with the glasses on? Have you just been healed? Yes, sir. Did you have an eczema? Well, that lady right behind you, do you have eczema too, isn't it? That's what was standing. I see her hanging there. All right, Jesus Christ makes you whole too, lady. The devil tried to beat you out of that. But God blessed you. Amen. I could see the blessing on that man, and I couldn't tell. Let's say praise the Lord. Wonderful. Our trouble's gone from you, sister. Go off the platform, rejoice, and sing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Satan, he's whipped right now. He was whipped at Calvary. He's whipped right here in the church. He's exposed. Sure, he's exposed. He's sneaking. He's low down. But he can't hide from God. God knows right where he is. Lady, you have a female trouble. You believe God heals you now? All right, go and rejoice and testify about it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask it. Let's say thanks be to God. Someone, did you drop your card, sir? That's all right. Just hold it. Maybe we can get to it in a few minutes. What do you think about this, mister? Do you believe it to be the truth? A little fellow with striped tie on sitting there? Yes. Yes, sir. You want to get over that hernia you had and won't believe God will make you well? All right, stand up. God bless you. I caught your attention when you dropped your card and you was wondering what it was or dropped something. No, it was the next man's card. Have faith, I've seen him standing by you. That was over on your left side. But God's going to make, is that right? So just raise up your hand if that's right. That's right. All right. Feel down there now and you can see it's gone. Now you're well. Jesus Christ has healed you. Praise the Lord. Amen. There it is. See? Be reverent. Here's a deaf man. Bow your heads everywhere. Lord God, who created heavens and earth, made all things by Jesus Christ, who's standing present now to heal the sick and the afflicted, I pray that you'll heal this man. May this deaf spirit who's trying to take his life come out of him. Cause him to walk before a moving vehicle and be killed and send him to a premature grave. Thou art evil spirit, call deafness in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, come out from the man. You hear me now? Say amen.
Amen.
I love the Lord.
I love the Lord.
And you had a prostate trouble.
Yes.
The doctors won't operate on you. But Jesus Christ, who gave you your hearing, healed you the prostate trouble. Go and be made well in the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you, brother. Amen. How wonderful. Don't move around, please. You believe with all your heart? The angel Lord keeps hanging right here in this district, right in this circle here. You have arthritis sitting there, ladies, a little black hat on, gray hair, kind of like that. Isn't that right? You're the one he was trying to get to. I see you limping. I see you trying to step down off of something. You couldn't hardly do it. Gets all over you sometimes. Makes you real stiff. Jesus Christ makes you well. Do you believe it? You do? Stand up and accept your healing then in the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you. The lady sitting right to her, next to her there, is standing over her now. You have some sort of a growth, lady. It's in the throat. It's a garter. Is that right? Jesus Christ makes you well. Do you believe it? Amen. God bless you. That's the way to do it. There it is. It's gone from the look off of the throat. It's gone. God has made her well. Let's say praise be to God. There he hangs over a young woman sitting right over there. What'd you think of it, lady? Got a swollen spleen, haven't you? Isn't that right? Do you believe me to be God's prophet? You believe that God gives me his word? Stand to your feet and accept your healing. You'll get well in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's say thanks be to God. Let's all stand and give him praise, everybody. Let's just thank him for our healing. Lord Jesus, thou lovely one, heal all these sick and needy here tonight, Lord. We give you praise. We know that you're here. We know that our spirit is near to bless and to heal all the city. Now may the people, Lord, standing here accepting me, knowing that my strength is gone. But Lord, you're here, and now as your servant, I take dominion over every unclean spirit in this building, and I say to Satan, you're a loser. God has sent Christ, and he's won the victory, and I charge thee by Jesus Christ, the Son of God, come out of the people. Leave them and go. Here comes there.
Good evening. Just keep believing. If you can believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Do you believe, sir? Do you believe that Jesus raised from the dead, that he comes here and does his signs and wonders? Just, do you believe that that feeling that you are feeling now is his presence? Do you believe that? That he, you realize that something's going on?
Yes, I do.
You are suffering with a nervous condition and kind of a scientist. Isn't that right? Say you're a minister. You're a preacher. And you used to pastor a church. Since getting sick, you kind of had your service at home.
Yes,
and you come from a wooded country to the rolling hills of Indiana.
Yes,
and the beginning is like Odina. Odina. Odin. Is that right?
Odin. Yes.
You believe me to be his prophet now?
Yes, I do.
All right, you're finished with your sickness. Go home and take up your church and start pastoring again. In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. God bless you. Just be reverent. God bless you, sister. The heart trouble left you when he was crossing here, so you just go on off the platform. Be thankful and grateful. Sir, you're sitting here saying the prayer. You surprised, wasn't you? Aren't you a gospel preacher, too? You are. You have something to do with a Baptist church. Is that right? I'm not reading your mind, but your life, you can't hide now. That's your wife sitting there. You're suffering from a nervous condition. She's suffering with a mental distress. Is that the truth? You were praying then, God, let Brother Branham see a vision over me. Is that right? That's the truth. Put your arm around your wife. Lord Jesus, may thy mercy come to them both, and may they be healed, live happy together, and serve thee the rest of their days. In the name of thy Son, we ask it. Amen. God bless you, my reverend brother. Go home. Jesus Christ will make you well. Are you praying everywhere? If you believe God, you'll never go blind. You believe it? A hardening of the nerves in the eyes. You got a female disorder, a real nervous condition which calls for the menopause. You believe Christ healed you? But you want me to put my hands on you. That's what you're asking for. I'm not reading your mind, but that's true. Lord Jesus, heal her, and may she go now and be perfectly well, for I cast out the evil spirit in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go rejoicing and thanking God and be made well. Would you come, lady? You believe that God sent His Son, Jesus, to die for your sins and for your sickness? For your sins you have accepted it. And you are a Christian, member of a church. You suffer with a kidney trouble, a poisoning in the kidneys. Is that true? Well, you accept Him now as your healer? Then you can be well. Go home. Jesus Christ makes you well in the name of Jesus Christ. Come, my brother. You're believing with all your heart? Look at me just a minute. You believe me to be His prophet? I'm just your brother as far as I'm concerned. But now, the Holy Spirit has anointed me. Therefore, He shows me what He will. Between you and I sit the table, and you're walking away from it, refusing food. Got stomach trouble. Ulcerated stomach causes you great trouble. You believe now and believe that Jesus makes you well? Go eat what you want to. Jesus Christ
makes you whole.
Testify and tell the people what great things John has done. Lady, one chance for your life from the cancer is God to heal you. Is that right? You realize that you're living in your last days unless God has mercy. Jesus said, in my name they shall cast out devils. Do you believe that? Thou demon called cancer, I adjure thee by the Son of God, Jesus Christ, that you leave the woman, come out from her. Now, look here. You've been told you can't live but a little while. Within the next 72 hours, you're going to get real sick and start vomiting. When you start doing that, know I've told you the truth. Keep testifying of your healing. God bless you. Would you come, lady? Look this away with all your heart. Believe with all your heart. Between you and I drop white blocks of blood. You're diabetic. Calvary has a transfusion for you, my sister. Do you believe it? Do you accept it? Almighty God, creator of heavens and earth, give to our sister life tonight, and may she be healed in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
So rejoice in the Lord, thank you, God.
You'll get well and be all right. Come, lady. You believe with all your heart? You're in a worse condition than you think you're in?
You have heart trouble. It's not just this.
Make-believe.
You have a blockage in your heart. You know you can't live without God. That kills more people.
You'd hear my prayer for you. Will you serve Him all the days of your life? Come here, my sister. Our Heavenly Father, I bless this, your child. Satan has determined to take her life and send her to a premature grave. But, Lord, she stands now believing, and I rebuke this evil spirit that's taken her life. May it leave her in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Now, sister, I don't know what your trouble was, what he told you, but whatever it is, it's gone. Go on your road and rejoice and be happy and thank God for your healing.
All right.
Fear not, sister. God is with you. Now anything can happen. Be reverent.
You got heart trouble. And only God can heal you. You accept it now?
Jesus of Nazareth, be merciful to her. I pray that you'll heal her and take these diseases from her. And may she go and be made well. In the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, I ask it. Amen. I don't think... Heaven knows heart. You're going rejoicing now.
God bless you. Go believe him.
Everyone happy? Let's say thanks be to God. Everyone just...
All right, sister. That's the way to have faith. Go rejoicing, thanking God. Be made well in the name of Jesus Christ. Have that kind of slow, steady faith. It pays for you. God bless you. It's left you now. That draining in the
hall has gone. Just a moment. Be reverent. The angel of the Lord has left the platform. Let's move to the audience for something. Everyone reverent now when you're praying. It's a woman. She's sitting right there praying. She has bronchitis. Raise up, sister. He's made you well now. You can go home. God bless you. Have faith in God. Just a moment. There's a light sending over this couple. Sir, don't you suffer with phlebitis? Isn't that right? Stand to your feet just a moment. You're from out of town. You're thinking about somebody. You've got somebody on your mind. It's a friend of yours. It's got arthritis. Isn't that true? And you don't know whether to bring him to the meeting or not. There's some discussion, and his wife is a believer, and he's not exactly a believer. And you yourself need Jesus Christ as your Savior. Isn't that right? And don't you come from a place somewhere around about Elkhart, Indiana? Isn't that right? If it is, raise your hand. You now accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You renounce sin in your life. And will go back home now and live a Christian life. God will heal you of the phlebitis. God bless you. Go home and may God be with you. You are a Christian now as a believer. Have faith in God. Believe. Don't doubt. You want to get over that eye condition? Go believe him with all your heart. God will make you well. Have faith in God. You believe him with all your heart? You have a rupture, don't you, sir? Is that your sister sitting next to you there?
that has heart trouble, if you believe with all your heart, you can be healed. Both go home, be made well. God bless you. Bring the lady. God bless you, lady. You're healed, has a heart trouble. When you're passing by there, go on off the platform. You're well. You're... Let's say thanks be to God. Now, will you bring the next patient, please? Come this way, lady. Believe with all your heart. You believe with all your heart? Believe that God makes you, will make you well? If I be his servant, I can't heal you, but I can, by the help of God, know what's wrong with you. You've had heart trouble for a long time. It's caused from a nervous condition. It's caused you to have a nervous heart. When you lay down at night, you smother so much, especially after eating. It creates a gas in your stomach. It pushes it up. It's really not a heart trouble. You think it is, but it's a nervous condition. It's come off. 10th menopause started way back in a young woman. Is that the truth?
Yes.
That's the truth. Never seen you in my life. Well, then, if God knows what your life is, does he know what it will be? Do you accept him now as your healer?
Yes.
Then it won't bother you no more. It'll leave you. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you for your healing. Now, everybody just reverence, believe with all your heart now. Now, have faith in God. Don't doubt. If you believe, all things are possible to them that believe. What do you think up there in a gallery? Do you believe with all your heart? What do you think over here in a gallery? Do you believe with all your heart? What about out through here? Are you believing with all your heart? Reverend sir, don't you have a ruptured heart trouble there? And your wife sitting next to you with a little green dress on has a heart trouble, don't she? That's right. The baby, that's your granddaughter, isn't it? Grandchild. Isn't that your father sitting back there, Emma? Is that right? Your little baby's suffering too, isn't it? You're wondering where's epilepsy or not. It has some kind of a spell. It's a nervous convulsion. Put your hand over on your baby. Almighty God, the woman who bore this baby to the earth, your servants, the doctors, have failed on this, but thou will not fail. And may it be healed. I rebuke the evil spirit on that infant. In the name of Jesus Christ, may it leave the child. Amen. God bless you. Don't fear about the baby no more. How do you do, sir? Now, there's something strange about you, sir. Satan has desired to take your life. You're all tore up. You think you send away your day of grace. You think your life is ruined. You love Jesus. What makes you love him? Before there could be anything to make you love him, there has to be a creator to create the love in your heart. Is that right? If you'd send away your day of grace, you would hate Jesus. But you love him and you're all right. The devil's just lying to you. You're nervous. Come here and I'll cast him away for you if you'll believe. Do you believe it? Bow your head and keep your head bowed, everyone. Will you hear me say, raise up? This is demonology. Almighty God, be merciful to the boy. He stands here and Satan trying to get him to get in this condition to commit suicide. But thou art here to relieve the boy and to make this evil spirit go. And thou hast said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they'll cast out devils, set upon the authority of God's word. As a believer, I now ask the spirit that's on the boy of unbelief to leave him. Go out in the name of Jesus Christ and bother him no more. I set him free and may the enemy be bound and leave this room and torment no one else in Jesus Christ's name. Now, you're all right. Time you raise your head. Feel all right, my son? Is that right? Devil, he'd have committed suicide in a few days. That was on his mind. He thought he'd send away his day of grace. When he come up a real black, heavy, like a fog, meet me in the face, that's devil. The boy's free now. He feel happy. Going home rejoicing, thanking God for his goodness to you. God bless you. Let's say thanks be to God. Are you believing with all your heart? You have a back trouble, don't you, sir? Man sitting there with a brown suit. Isn't that right, sir? You have a back trouble. Isn't that your wife sitting right out there at the end? She has a colitis in the colon. Isn't that right? Something in the colon. And both of you come from Canada. Toronto, Canada. Is that right? You're going home healed, both of you. God has blessed you. The man right over the top of her back got the blue shirt on. You want to get over the rheumatism, be made well? Stand up to your feet and raise your hands up and down. You're healed. Jesus Christ has made you well. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. How do you do, sir? We are strangers, I suppose. Between you and I is a pulpit. You're a minister. And you're suffering with a stomach trouble. You've been to different doctors. One said it was an ulcer and the other said it was a rupture. You've got someone you're interested in. It's a brother-in-law, I believe. He's hard of hearing. He's seeking the Holy Spirit or needs the baptism of the Spirit. Is that the truth? All right, go home and get well. Eat what you want to. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, make my brother ever went whole. Amen. You believe? I don't see why this men and women everywhere can't believe on Jesus Christ at this time. When there's so many things taking place out of the audience, I can't even see them no more. Every person in here can be healed right now. You believe it? Maybe you won't have to lay in that stretcher. You can get up and go home. Every one of you that believes on Jesus Christ, will you lay your hands over on one another? Where's the... Lay your hands on each other while we have a prayer. I'm so weak, I can't hold myself. Lord, my breath is about to leave me. Visions tearing down, but oh God, be merciful, Father. Heal all the needy here, dear God. May they go to their homes happy. May the lame get up and walk. May all sickness be healed and all the demons that bind your people be cast away out into darkness. May this be a memorial time for many here, for thou art here in declaring yourself to be the same yesterday, today, and forever. And now, Lord, as I stand here in your stead, standing representing you in your vicarious suffering at Calvary's cross, and under the authority of the Holy Spirit, I now rebuke every unclean spirit, every sickness that's binding the people in this building. May every demon leave the people and come out of them. Thou demons that bound these, the people of God, you have no right to hold them any longer. I charge thee by Jesus, the Son of God, that you leave every one of them and come out of them.